now it leads perfectly into our guest of honor here, and we will call Marty Croft a guest of honor, as he is slated to be, he and his brother, slated to be awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award in the Daytime Emmys tomorrow. Marty Croft, thank you so much for joining us here in Southern Wisconsin.
Hey, great to be here, Tim.
All right. man, I went back to my childhood yesterday getting ready to talk to you. I was probably exactly the kid you were aiming at the time Puffin Stuff and Lidsville and the Croft Super Show and all that stuff was on. I would have been about 12, maybe, something like that. I don't know. And we've been talking the rest of the day today about how television has changed from those times. Those times you had, exaggerated characters, big costumes, what today would probably be considered amateur-ish sets to a degree, but it all worked back then. And so it has to be just a very different experience for you guys working in television and film today than it was back in the 70s in the times of the Croft Super Show.
Well, you know, somewhat it is different, you know, but I think what we did, we didn't have the money to do it, you know, big sets. I think we would have ruined it.
Because
mm-hmm. you can spend a lot of money doing sets, and if they look bad, they don't help you. And our look is very, you know, it's very identifiable. You know, we call it the Croft look.
Yep.
So when we did Puffin Stuff, even with everything that we built, you know, it's not like the technology today, and that's what the kids are used to today.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be careful how you do reboots or do anything today. But today, if you build something, you know, simple, that can work also. Because it gets down to the people in the show and the stories and the music.
Well, that was a huge part. We just played one of the theme songs. We played the Lidsville theme song coming back into the segment here. And even that was instrumental in television programming in general, but it set the whole premise for these, you know, highly imaginative Saturday morning shows that you guys did. And again, we don't seem to have TV theme shows that much anymore, or theme songs.
Well, I think the kids, you know, once they got introduced to live action with Puff and Stuff, they were then, you know, they would be attracted to see what we were doing next. And, you know, so we always had a great villain. The kids like villain.
Mm-hmm.
And we always had great music. You know, we had great composers. Like, for example, Charlie Fox. If you never heard of him, he did the themes for Happy Days, mm-hmm. Laverne and Shirley, and on. He wrote a small song called Killing Me Softly.
Uh-huh.
This is the kind of guy we have doing, you know, three of our series. So that's what you have to do. And then, of course, you got them. The opening's got to grab them. And you got to keep moving on a show for kids.
Yeah.
You can't lay on anything for a long time. They don't have a big attention span.
Well, I think that could be said of almost the entire culture these days, Marty.
Yeah, you're right.
Our attention spans have gotten a lot shorter. You mentioned something that is probably not really thought of in that way, but I wanted to ask you about it. Because cartoons were cartoons really up until the advent of Sid and Marty Croft. You were the first guys to introduce a lot of this live action type of stuff to, at that point, a children's audience, but it kind of permeated television after that. What gave you the idea for that, and how did that get started?
Well, it got started. Hanna-Barbera came to us a year earlier and said, we got this show and we have a small segment called the Banana Splits, and we don't know how to do it because it's live. It's a band. So we did that. While we were building it, NBC and NBC and Kellogg's would come to our factory and watch the progress. And one day, the head of NBC programming says to me, why don't you do your own show? So that immediately got us thinking. So we did a whole development on our own. Gave him the book of all the artwork. That's how we sold shows then. And he called me up. He took a train back to New York from L.A. Called me up and said, okay, you have it. And that's how Puffin Stuff got started. And in those days, they'd leave you alone too.
wasn't you know, quite so bottom line driven as it maybe is today. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, today it's bottom line driven, and you usually have somebody telling you how to produce your show that's never done it. But you got to accept it.
So
and sometimes they have a good idea.
I am. I'm just catching up to the whole Netflix way of viewing, and we were talking about that earlier. You've actually, you and Sid have actually taken a couple of those old shows and are representing them on Nickelodeon. Is that right?
Well, no. We're doing the development on a few shows,
okay.
But we have Electro Woman on iTunes and Sigmund and the Sea Monsters on Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And we did a new one of Sigmund. We did a new one of Electro Woman. So, you know, you got to be real careful on the reboots. But, you know, on the streaming, though, you know, it's a whole other thing. When you're on television on the network, you got to watch the show because, you know, unless you record it, you know, and you don't see it.
Right.
But on streaming, you can watch it anytime you want.
Well, and we were just talking about that. That was, you know, as kids, Saturday mornings, that was our time. We sat there, we watched all those shows, we talked about those shows, we knew all the characters, we all talked about, and we're losing that commonality, it seems, you know, across Saturday mornings or any other part of television viewing. The viewing habits are really different these days.
Totally. You know, totally. In those days, you got up and you had your cereal and your pajamas and you'd watch the shows. There is no, that's it. You know.
Yeah, and if you missed them,
that's it.
Well, it's fabulous to kind of relive those memories. I personally couldn't be happier that you're working on, you know, possibly rebooting a couple of them, and that's great. But ultimately, that scratches the surface of all of the achievements that you and your brother have had over the last 50 years. And I just want to pass along my thanks and gratitude for making my childhood that much greater. And I'm sure a lot of people feel the same way. And congratulations on your Lifetime Achievement Award.
Hey, thanks, Tim. It's great to talk to you.
All right, great to talk to you as well. Thanks very much. Marty Croft, Croft Super Show, he mentioned this one. Come on, Chet, sing along. You know this one. Come on.
La, 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 la.
Get ready. Here comes the chorus. Oh, one more time. Sorry. Verse coming. Here we go. Here we go. You can sing this. Two banana, three banana, four.
Four bananas make a bunch of seven, maybe more. Over hill and highway, the bananas go. Coming on to bring you the
Flegal. I can't remember all their names anymore. They give them. I don't know if we'll make it to the break, but they give the names. Hey, after 10 o'clock, what do you think should go in the Janesville Mall when Boston store leaves? That's what we'll cover when we get back after a break on WCLO Janesville Beloit. Binge watching the Banana Splits in the break.